Ready? Okay. Give me a beach.
Beach.
Give me great food.
Tacos.
Give me adventure.
Hiking.
Give me a date night.
Sunset cruise.
Give me some smiles.
Cheese.
Give me more beaches.
Beaches.
What's that spell?
San Diego.
If you're happy and you know it, San Diego is the place to show it. Book your trip at sandiego.org. Funded in part with the City of San Diego Tourism Marketing District Assessment Funds.
Hi, everybody. I'm Kelsey Nixon, and this is Kitchen Prescription, the podcast you listen to when you don't know what to make for dinner. Today is episode 49, Complete Kitchen Refresh Part 4. Hi, guys. I am recording this fresh off a rejuvenating couple of days away with friends. And if I didn't have any sort of testimony of friendship before this weekend, I sure do now. And I did. I have just have the best friends, you know, and like friendship in general, especially as we age and we're in the hustle and bustle of raising kids, it's just unbelievably restorative. And not only that, but I think it's necessary for not feeling so alone. This, for me at least, this is such a chapter of chaos where there's always so much going on, but it's also kind of a unique chapter where I can feel alone and feel like I'm the only one going through something. All the more reason that I have found friendship to be just so, so important. It's this incredible group of friends. There's nearly 15 of us from college, and we get together once a year, really consistently. We stay really active on the Marco Polo app, and it's just the most dynamic group of women. We have women who are professors, and we have women who work in finance, and women who are incredible entrepreneurs, and moms who stay home and are doing an amazing job raising kids. We have people running small businesses and people running really big businesses. So it's just such a fascinating group of women. And more than anything else, the fact that we are all able to maintain such valuable friendship without any sort of drama is just one in a million. We are just so grateful for each other. So I am feeling so happy coming off of that. We really talked about everything from babies to breakfast and our best and worst most recent Amazon purchases. We just covered it all. So I'm excited because this is our very last week of discussing my complete kitchen refresh. So we are going to get into the last of it this episode, those things that I use in my kitchen for storage and cleaning. Honestly, some of the things I use most, if I'm being honest. But before we do that, let's talk about three simple recipes you could throw on a meal plan this week if you are stuck trying to decide what to make for dinner. First up, it is a new month. May is here in just a couple of days, and so I am thrilled to have a couple of new recipes to add to our recipe club library. Every month we add 5 new recipes. It's like a living, breathing cookbook that just gets better every month. And these are really great recipes this month. We try to focus on recipes that would be great for drop-off dinners. When I think about May, I think about Mother's Day. And when I think about being a mom myself and supporting other mothers, I can't think of a better gift to give a new mom or an overwhelmed mom than dinner that she does not have to make for her family. So I wanted to spend some time focusing on dinner, so we're great for that. And one of those recipes is this 5-ingredient tortilla soup. Now, this is amazing to take to someone because it takes hardly any time to throw together. And also, you could take this to someone and also take the 5 ingredients to make it again. It's just a very simple recipe, and it's almost like a canvas or a template for adding to it, depending on how elaborate you want to get. It's almost like tacos. So it's like the 5 ingredients are chicken broth or stock, however you want to do that. There's some cumin. There is a rotisserie chicken that is shredded in there. There is some cannellini beans. And then the secret, the real clutch ingredient here, is a jar of really good salsa verde. And what's great about that salsa verde is kind of a shortcut ingredient is it's a really clean type of ingredient to have a lot of flavor packed into it, meaning there's not a ton of junk in it. There's garlic and tomatillos and like all of that stuff that has so much flavor all packed into one ingredient. And then you can kind of treat it like tacos. So like when my family has it and when we're going to have it this week, I'm going to start with a bowl of rice because I know my kids love rice. So I'm going to start with a bowl of rice and then serve this soup over the rice. Then we're going to top it with all the good stuff. Cilantro and pickled onions and some crumbled cotija cheese and maybe some crushed up tortilla chips, and it's going to be delicious. I also should note, I know a lot of us are gearing up for summer. Not even summer, right? We're still coming out of winter. At least spring, and you're probably not thinking about soup, but we're dipping like 20 degrees next week. So I'm already anticipating with soup on the schedule. All right, second recipe. Korean beef and rice bowls. Oh my gosh, these are so good. I love when I forget about a recipe and then I remember it. My kids in particular love this recipe. It uses ground beef, which I always have in my freezer. So much flavor in just a couple of ingredients. And I'm going to make a double batch of rice so that I have rice for our tortilla soup and then rice for our Korean beef and rice bowls. And two completely different flavor profiles, but saves me a step. And then finally, a skillet creamy tomato tortellini. My kids really love tortellini, and I like it for as a pasta. It's a bit heartier, and it's got a little more oomph to it. So this is just a really simple recipe. It's got some spinach in there as well. And good. So we're doing Mexican, we're doing Korean, we're doing Italian. All in 1 week. Those are three really simple recipes. You can find them all in Recipe Club individually, or every week we put out a meal plan. So you've got printable shopping lists, your recipes all in one document if you like to print everything out, and you can find that there as well. If you've been thinking about checking out Recipe Club, this is the word to the last couple of days in April where we're going to be offering the first 30 days for free. So if you haven't taken advantage of it, do it now. All you have to do is go to my website, kelseynixon.com, click join now. There's no code needed. You can, you have to select would I rather sign up for the monthly or the annual if I decide to stay on. But other than that, it's free, like nothing due at checkout. So go try it out. May is a great time to kind of get in that system of finding some really simple recipes. We all know May's crazy, and I've got my whole library of five ingredient recipes in there. It's set up really well. So let's jump into the back half of the podcast and discuss the final part, part four of my complete kitchen refresh. We're going to go through all of the items that fall under the category of storage and cleaning. I genuinely can't believe we're wrapping this up, this whole content series. And I can just be straight with you guys. The hardest part of this was sticking to a goal myself, because I promised myself I was going to share one cabinet or drawer of my kitchen every single day, with the exception of Sundays, in the month of April. And whether you are familiar with posting on social media or not, it is hard to do that. And I've actually ended up doing two posts each day, and it's been kind of exhausting, but I'm so grateful to have done it. Not only has it made me just get organized myself, but the response has been fantastic. I love seeing that you guys are doing your own refreshing, even if it's just one drawer at a time, your silverware drawer, or your cookware, or your simple dinner plates. I stand by the fact that I really believe that one of the best things you can do to make it easier to get dinner on the table is to have your kitchen in order. And I don't know that anyone's going to disagree with that, but it's really tough to do. And so breaking it down into smaller, more manageable pieces or tasks or drawers or cabinets is a great way to approach it. So I mentioned we are going to talk about storage and cleaning this week. And I want to kind of run through each day and discuss the highlights when it came to my recommendations, my favorites, and also some of the questions I received from both Recipe Club members and my other audience members on Instagram. So we're going to start with food storage or the containers that you store your food in. I guess we could call them Tupperware, but as we all know, Tupperware is a brand that I actually think is about to go under. But you know what I'm talking about, those containers. And far too many of us have a drawer or a cabinet full of mismatched Tupperware that can kind of come crashing down when you open the cabinet or get stuck when you're trying to open that drawer. And I know you know what I'm talking about. And you've got, you know, containers that are square and some are circular and some are rectangular and they all have different lids. I realize this is maybe not completely necessary, but I am telling you now, one of the greatest gifts you can give yourself is to just donate all of that and invest in one system. Invest in one brand that you know is going to nest and stack. And I'm not talking just the containers themselves, but the lids as well, so that it's all the same. And then if you need to add to it, you know exactly what brand you're going to add to. So for me, that is Rubbermaid Brilliance. I have been singing the praises of this product for years. What I love about it is it comes in both a really hard plastic and glass. So like, for example, sometimes I'll send the plastic containers with my kids in their lunch boxes, and glass might be a bit heavy, but I love the glass because if I'm going to do any sort of meal prep or put leftovers in there, I can just either put it in the microwave or the oven, straight into the oven. So the glass is great. And I have about half and half. And they come in different sizes and shapes. But what's also good is the plastic and glass also stack cohesively. So it's like the set all works together. And the lids are all the same. So the lids work on both of the different materials. Sometimes, many times actually, Costco's usually got a deal on a starter pack. I was just at Costco the other day and they had one, and I thought, this really is just such a great product. So if you are looking to do a refresh or a revamp on those food storage containers that you use for either meal prep or leftovers, I can't recommend Rubbermaid Brilliance enough. They are not the cheapest, right? Like, you could go get some of those real plasticky, like Glad or Ziploc, you know, they make them. But those ones aren't going to last forever. And those ones are going to stain. And then they're going to maintain, like, the odor, so that if you store the curry in there, whatever's going in there next is going to get a little bit of that curry. Invest in something nice. You'll use them forever. I've had mine for years, ever since I lived in Oregon. And that's been, oh gosh, coming up on 5 years now. Is that? Oh my gosh, that's crazy. So I love them. Love them, love them, love them. And you can go on Instagram and see what my drawer looks like with them all stacked and nested together. Okay, moving on from that. We'll call this plastic baggie storage or just baggie storage. So this was totally prompted by, I feel like, a product that went viral last year on Instagram, where people started posting these bamboo organizers for your different size baggies. So you got your snack bag, your quart bag, your freezer bag, like all sorts of different baggies, the sandwich bags. And it looked a little gimmicky, but I, like probably many of you, clicked purchase and I love it. I love it so much. I think it's because the other boxes that they would come in, first of all, they'd always get stuck in the drawer because they were like a little too tall. And then occasionally, eventually, my kids would take it and end up like dismantling the box, and so that it just was a mess. It was a mess in the drawer. So I really, really like this organizer. I have found it easy to use, easy to refill, and I'm glad I purchased it. This same company, the company SpaceAid, SpaceAid, you can find them on Amazon, but they've also got some different dispensers for wraps, like foil or wax paper or parchment paper. And I ended up purchasing one of those to go with my baggie organizer and have been really happy with that. When it comes to parchment, I like using a pre-cut parchment. And a lot of people use the big full sheets. And I love those full sheets. I just find them hard to store. And so I do, you can get them kind of in like the rectangles, but like folded in a quadrant. And that's what works best for me. And so I keep those in this drawer, kind of all stacked up. I also keep my chip clips in this drawer. And I am convinced I found the greatest chip clips in the world. They actually have they're like big office clips, I guess you could say. They're meant to be chip clips. But they've got like a silicone coating on the bottom. So it really creates a nice seal. So things do not go stale. So check those out. And then finally, there's always a time and a place for a disposable bag and a reusable bag or baggie. And so for those reusable situations, I really like the brand Stasher. I know you've seen these around. They're really beautiful. They come in all these different colors, and they're great for reusing. You can put them on the top shelf of your dishwasher. We use them for our church snacks every week. Honestly, if they weren't so expensive, because they are a little expensive, I'd send them more with my kids, but I don't trust them. I think they're going to lose them. So it's when mom's in charge of snacks and I'm in charge of the stashers, I'm all for it. But I keep those in this cabinet as well. All right, on to doing dishes. Let's call this my sink drawer. This is the drawer closest to my sink. And in this drawer, I've got my Geometry House kitchen towels, the towels that I love so much. I use these for everything from drying dishes to wiping down my countertops. I just love them. I've loved them for a while. And you know what's so fun is they are actually, the company is owned and operated right in my new town. So every time I drop my daughter off at gymnastics, I drive past their headquarters. But I love their towels. Before we get to drying those dishes, we got to wash them, right? So my favorite dish brushes are Full Circle is a brand that it's actually called a cast iron brush. And it's got a gray head and a little bit of a stronger bristle. And I like that for my everyday dishes. I have not found it to be damaging to dishes. And I just like that it has a little bit more oomph to it. So I love that dish brush for everyday dishes. I also use a bottle brush when I need to get in the corners and crevices of something. So I keep those two brushes in this drawer. In addition to another cast iron brush that came from Lodge, and this actually came in a cast iron care kit that I got that was actually a very cool product. But when I need to really get in there and clean my cast iron, that's what I use as opposed to the Full Circle one. Although the Full Circle one would probably do a great job. In this cabinet, I also keep my Force of Nature multi-purpose cleaner. I'm sure if you've been following me for a while, this is not news to you. This is a product I have loved forever. It is essentially electrolyzed water that's as strong as bleach. I know it sounds too good to be true. I was skeptical too, but it's amazing. I like that it's got a nice, fresh, clean scent. Smells like a swimming pool, like bleach. And I make a batch at least once a week, about every 6 to 7 days. And this is where I keep both the device that you make it in and the little capsules of the salt and vinegar solution that goes in there. So that stays in this drawer as well. I also have some magic erasers. I have stone countertops that are white, and they get marks really easily. And so magic erasers is great for me to just get those off quickly, and it's not damaging to it. I also use those for my backsplash. And then I've got a brush in here, or a sponge, I guess you could say, that came with my Caraway cookware. And this is specifically sent with all of the Caraway purchases for cleaning the exterior of your cookware. So if you're someone who doesn't like the splatters and the, you know, all that, and it's still gentle with the enamel color, it's great. And I keep that in there as well. Okay, under the sink. Oh man, under the sink can get scary real quick, but I love having the best product I have under my sink is a turntable that's extra big and extra tall so that I can keep some bigger things in there, whether it be my garbage bags or like some Clorox wipes. Just feels like the things you might store under the sink are a little bigger, but don't discount a turntable because we all know that stuff can get, you know, hidden and stuck in the back of your under the sink situation. I also keep my folded up plastic bags in here that I try and reuse for other things. And my favorite dish soap, which is the Dawn Power Spray. Although, if I cannot find the clear one, I don't love the smell of the blue one. There is another brand. What is that called? It's yellow and black. I usually get it at Target. Nine. Anyways, I'll look it up and make sure it's linked. But they also have a spray dish detergent that's really great. So I just like, there's something about that power spray that's really nice in washing dishes. Our favorite hand soap is Method. It's that coconut flavor, coconut water. And I've got a pump that works well with foaming hand soap. My kids, I swear they wash their hands more when it's foaming hand soap. So that's what we use there. My favorite antibacterial hand sanitizer is Noodle and Boo. It's a baby company and it smells delicious. It smells like babies. This was like baby powder or something. It smells so good. And so I keep that around my dishwasher pods and all those things stored safely underneath the sink. Now, when it comes to general cleaning, I tried to not get too in the weeds here, but there's two things I've learned in the past couple of years. First of all, I love a stand-up broom. A broom that can stand up on its own that's not going to fall over. I love mine and have had it since I lived in New York City, so a long time. I bought it at a Container Store. The brand no longer exists. So I am on the hunt to find a similar stand-up broom to recommend. So stay tuned for that. And then I broke up with my Dyson stick vac this year. I know Dyson is an incredible company, and I've had a stick vac for the better part of 5 to 7 years, and it would work really great for the first couple of months, and then it would just slowly start dying on me. I'd always buy them at Costco, and Costco's great about a return, but at some point I was like, this is getting ridiculous. So I actually ended up getting a different one recommended by the wire cutter and a couple of friends who had it, and I am enjoying it so much better. So anyways, all of the links to all of these favorite products, not just this week, but all 4 weeks, can be found in Recipe Club. And remember, we're moving on to May. So this is the last couple of days where you can get the first 30 days of Recipe Club for free when you sign up for Recipe Club. So get in there not only for the recipes, but to have access to literally every single product in my kitchen and why I love it. Since next week is May, we are going to be focusing on those dinners that are ideal for dropping off. There was this amazing Instagram post that happened, I think it was last week, where I was kind of crowdsourcing ideas. What's the best drop-off dinner you've ever received and taken? And the ideas are so good that we're going to have a whole podcast episode next week all about drop-off dinners. And I'm excited to get into that. All right. Remember that if you are going to do a refresh, think about one drawer or cabinet at a time. Do not overwhelm yourself. Tackle your, under the sink or your sink drawer or your baggy drawer. Don't do it all at once. It'll be overwhelming and you'll quit. Maybe one drawer or cabinet a week, and you are going to be loving your kitchen in no time. All right, you guys, thank you so much for being here. Until next time, I'm Kelsey. Happy cooking.